اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. The prophet said, work for your world, this life, as if you were to live forever. وعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. And work for your آخرت as if you are going to die tomorrow. A balance. Work for your world as if you are living forever. And at the same time, work for your hereafter as if you are going to die tomorrow. That balance was so important that the Prophet changed the lives of the people. When you hear about Salman, when you hear about Abu Dhar Ghifari, Miqdad, Bilal, Huzaifa, and others, we don't realize what changed them. It was not the beauty or the handsomeness of the Prophet which changed them. Had it been so, Abu Sufyan would have changed. It was nothing else. What changed was the teaching. Immediately they grasped the teaching of Muhammad, life changed. What changes occur? What happens? Does it mean that from tomorrow those who may have realized will now start wearing long sherwani? Or if they are shaving, they will just keep a little bit of it? And those who keep a little bit of it to cheat, to say that I haven't shaved for 2 days, may keep a proper one. Is this going to be the change? Or those who do not pray will start prayers? Or those who will not fast, don't fast, they will fast in this Ramadan, inshallah? Or those who haven't gone to Hajj, despite the capabilities, will go to... Is that the change? Look. These are the changes which will occur automatically. There is going to be a principle change. Listen to me carefully. It's not going to be a very long one. I'm going to deliver my message which I have been able to grasp from the life of this Prophet in whom we believe. I'm going to convey this. What will change is the placing of the values. Remember what I have said. Where you attach your value, that will change. Up till now, the value is on money. The value is on worldly achievement. Once realized, the achievements of this world are immediately seen in true perspective that they are transitory. What is required is something perpetual. I must change myself, not what I acquire. Because that which comes to me is not me. It is me as a human being that must first change. Even if it is poverty, even if it is illness, even if it is no influence, even if it is no friends. But you come to change yourself. And you really do not attach any importance to things which are mundane and temporal and transitory. It's something. It's beautiful, and that is true Islam. The rest, the ritual and the ceremonies without having realized the Prophet's teaching is just like a body without soul.